So we've got York United defender Dominic Sator with us, guys. If you have a question, just use the raised hand icon, and I'll call on you for one question and one follow-up question. First one's going to go over to Brandon Q. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Hey, Dom. Commiserations on the loss tonight. Just walk us maybe through some of the emotions in there in the dressing room right now.
Yeah, the boys are disappointed. Obviously, it's a playoff game. You know what's at stake. You win, you go to the finals. You have opportunities to make it in the CONCACAF. But it was a tough task ahead of us. Obviously, going against a two-time champs away from home. It wasn't meant to be. They had it right. They made it difficult for us, and yeah, it was just a difficult game today.
Maybe the rain had something to do with this, but just how do you guys go into the half knowing that you do have that equalizer, and then knowing that after that early goal went in, there was a bit of defensive regrouping going on there.
Yeah, that goal definitely was a lifeline for us. It gave us that little spark we needed going into the half, and we're going to try to use that as momentum, trying to go into the second half. We're trying to work out things tactically in order to get more shots on target because we didn't have many first half, and obviously we had the wind and the rain kind of going with us the second half, but still the board made it very difficult for us to get anything on target.
Appreciate it, Dom. Thanks for all the time this season, and good luck to whatever the off-season entails for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Next to Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks. Hey, Dom, I know that's a tough way to end it, but just when you look back at the season as a whole and your first year with this club, just maybe how do you evaluate in the very immediate aftermath?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the whole season, just immensely proud of the boys. Like you saw, everybody counted us out from the start. Everyone's thinking we're going to finish last. So the whole season was just about proving people wrong. We're probably the youngest team, average age in the CPL. So it was just every single game we're battling for each other and all the young boys stepping up, a lot of them getting their first pro starts and games in. And over 28 games, we were able to make it into the top four, compete with some of the teams that have done it for a couple of years. So looking back at it over the whole year, immensely proud of the group. And it's still a positive to look back on, and we'll just move forward from there.
Looked like you guys had a pretty good group of your fans up there in the corner of this game. I saw you went over and you were sharing a moment with them afterwards. What did that mean to you guys?
Yeah, no, you know what? That's what football's about, having the fans out there. And we're super excited to see them up there supporting us, cheering us on. It means a lot for us. So it was great to see them out there.
Thanks, Dom.
Anyways, thanks.
We'll just do one last call for questions here. Do we have anything else for Dominic? All right, Dominic, I think you're good for tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
So next, we're going to have York United head coach Jimmy Brennan. It'll be the same thing for him, guys. Just use the raised hand icon, and I'll call on you for one question and one follow-up question.
Yeah.